Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you so much for listening. And thanks to everybody who watched us live on Facebook. We did a little experiment. A lot of people think that that's going to happen constantly now, Bryn. People love it. Yep, people loved it. And the reports back on the audio were that it's excellent. It's
great.
That nice and balanced and sounded good. Thanks.
Successful testing.
Yep, good, solid test. We went live on Facebook. The video is still up there if you want to watch it, and we're psyched about it. I think that's, you're amazing. I can't believe all the little things you can do.
Oh, thanks.
You're just so great.
I'm inspired by you guys.
What's that?
Inspired by you guys.
Oh, yes, I'm sure that's
it. Gotta get all this great content out there.
Yes. My good old gas station stories. People need to hear those.
That was hilarious.
I love that one. That, oh my so god, funny. The boring people. I loved it.
Is that your friend, Vincent?
Oh my god, that was the best story you've told in 3 weeks. The comments are so. And listen, you tell some good stories. The comments are so lovely, though. And actually, it for a lot of people it was their first time seeing Nicole. A lot of comments about how beautiful Nicole is and how Nicole needs a longer mic cord. I just noticed that it does seem to be stretched right off the side.
Fine. This thing?
Oh. Are you using the headphone jack on the guests?
Yeah, because this one like goes in and out.
That's so interesting and kind of ghetto.
They fixed
we need to
him.
Fix that.
No,
yeah.
they fixed it.
Always
him.
Has, though. Yeah. Sarah's had a problem with that jack for 20
and
years.
And fixed it multiple times. But so I'm not going to bother him with
and
this.
And no one ever believed me, but it would shock me.
It does.
I would stand
does
up and I would be so
my
careful
ear,
moving.
My ears have gotten shocked. I'm like, I don't want to deal with that, so I'm just going to do this.
It
but
was horrible,
fine,
and no one would believe. I'm like, I'm getting shocked, you guys. They're like, shut up, Sarah.
Workers
You're
comp?
Such a baby.
Yeah. Well, listen, it would hurt.
No, but there is enough slack, like so much slack on this that it's fine. It just looks like it's very...
It does. It looks like it's really...
Shock me!
Make me feel better.
Shock me!
Put on your black
and
leather.
It's just like such a habit for me to put it in there.
Yes.
So...
Hey, whatever works for you. As long as you're not getting shocked, that's all I care about.
I don't want that anymore.
God, I felt
that's
like
happened
was
to me multiple times that I'm like, I don't want to deal with this.
And it was... They were like... They weren't just like a zap. It was like...
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm gonna die.
I got the chills one time. I'm like, oh.
That's like getting hit by lightning. No wonder we have superpowers, huh, lady?
Mm-hmm.
on that note, my superpower is the celebrity trash. Just watch me power through this. Actually, the first story here is about a dude who clearly is gonna get some superpowers. I don't see how he can escape it after what he's done. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by National Thank a Mail Carrier Day. That's right, another weird day. This one for your mail carrier.
A weird day.
I don't know, you know, you wonder how these things get on the list. No matter what the weather, or even during a pandemic, thank your letter carrier, because they are the ones braving the conditions to get the mail to you.
Yeah.
You guys tip your mail carrier at Christmas time?
I try to. We did this year. In fact, we over-tipped them.
Oh, nice.
I gave him something.
I'm sure they didn't feel like it was an overtip. They were like, that seems about right. Perfect.
I gave him $20 or something, and then I came in all proud of myself. I'm like, I gave the postman $20. And my wife goes, I already gave him 2 bottles of wine. What are you doing? And I go, he doesn't want wine. He wants money. And then he gave us a thank you card.
Yeah, I like when I get a thank you card. I think that's so nice. I'm like, oh, they took the time to write a thank you card. No problem. I thought you were thanking me by bringing the mail every day. I like that. That's nice. That's a nice Christmassy thing. That's what puts me in the Christmas spirit. Like, you know, when I wave out the window to the guys picking up my trash and they're like, hey, Sarah, how you doing? I'm like, way to get rid of that trash. You guys are the best. Love those guys. Mill Valley Refuse. Keep up the good work, guys.
Shame.
Well, it's funny because I know they know me over there because sometimes I call. I'm like, hey, I got an extra barrel or whatever I got. And they're like, hi, Sarah. Go. Hi. We listen.
Does often it'll say your name. On
no, the... they say we listen. Oh, the ladies, right. The ladies
all
like
right,
I'm a fan.
Take it easy.
Not just making stuff up.
You got caller ID, though. They may just be like, hey, Sarah. And you're like, hey, they know me.
Hey, how'd you know it was
popular.
Me? Wow, I hardly ever call you guys. This is amazing. This is solid service. Anyway, thanks everybody who comes to our house and takes things away and leaves things for us. Fantastic. Okay, so this is not something that you should do. I'm going to do this story because I'm bamboozled by it. But this is real. Lil Uzi Vert. I think his name's Lil Uzi Vert, but Uzi's part of the show. So Lil Uzi Vert. He's got a diamond pierced to his forehead now. Just to, like they put it on a stick. But this is not like a big stud or this isn't a 1-carat diamond. This is I don't even know what they call it when it's pointy at two ends. Is what's the cut called when it's like a long diamond that has a point at the top and bottom?
I don't know, but I saw a picture of it and it's gigantic. I don't know.
It's about 11 carats, and it cost him $24 million.
And he had it. It's not sewn, right?
It's
he must have put it
on. It's on a long bar that they've inserted underneath his skin.
Just pulled down his forehead to make it stay in place.
I guess. I'm not exactly sure how. Maybe they cut a long cut thing, put the bar in, and then sew around. I don't know.
Is there a safety pin? Like it attaches on both sides? Ooh, there's the blood.
Oh, boy. There it is after he just got it installed. He got his superpower diamond installed. It's enormous. It's the size of an eye. Like if you picture your eye with the eyelids around it and turn it right side up. It's eye shaped, you know.
It's a beautiful pink diamond.
It's enormous.
I know that a lot of people have face decorations. I've gotten more used to them in time, whether it's because what happens for me is I'll stare straight at your eyebrow while I'm talking to you because I can't get my eyes off your eyebrow piercing.
Yeah.
And that's not polite or the right thing to do.
They've got it right on their eye. They must want you to look at it.
I guess. But this is one of those where I'm sure he's going to. I also think that he's going to lose that. That's going to fall off somewhere on a drunken night when he's out having a good time.
All it takes is one face plant.
My $24 million diamond is missing, everyone, and it'll be gone for good or found at a later date by someone who, anyway.
He wants you to know he has insurance.
Oh, good.
Don't worry.
Okay, good.
This is a diamond that is $24 million worth of diamond. It's pink. He's clearly into pink diamonds. He's also got huge pink diamond studs. And then he's got a huge pink diamond ring, which is almost as big as the pink diamond he has attached to his forehead now. I wonder if that, like, drilled it in. Like, you know, if you put a staff on it and put a little screw inside there, and then you just screwed it right into
your
head.
How does that dude make all this money if no one buys music anymore? Explain that to me.
Drugs? I don't know. I think he would probably sell drugs.
You think his pimp hand is strong and he's got a drug dealing business on the side too?
Probably. I don't know.
So he says he says it took him 4 years to pay for this thing. That he's had this in his head. Well, not actually literally in his head. It's been a thought of his
for four years.
He wants to put this diamond in his head. He says when the swelling goes, it's being held in place by a long bar. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but when the swelling goes down, he'll replace that with a shorter bar, and then the diamond won't be able to move somehow. Someone said, why don't you just put that on a ring? And he said, if I lose the ring, yeah, you'll make fun of me more than put it in my forehead. Ha ha, joke's on you, and yes, I do have insurance. And then in the video, he doesn't want to put it on a ring because he already has one of those. He's got another giant pink diamond that's almost as big. It's a
he had to be on drugs to get that done. That's why I said drugs.
Maybe he sells some of them. He's clearly dipping into his own stash.
Yeah.
See the pink diamond ring, pink diamond earrings, and now a pink stone. By the way, I don't know all that much about Avengers or any of the or Marvel people in general, but there's a guy named Vision right?
Yeah. And uh-huh. Vision is on Wanda. They have a new television show.
Right. Which people love, by the way. Have you heard about this? People are going crazy over this. Is this an Apple TV thing?
I don't know.
Where's WandaVision?
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. Okay. I might have to dip into that.
Oh, this is known as a marquee cut, Sarah.
Oh, marquee cut. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's eye, sort of like an almond eye shape looking. Anyway, he is got that in his head. People are saying he's like Vision from the Marvel Universe. And clearly, Nicole, this guy also, we have it through the shocking of our ears.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got it through the gemstone he's embedded in his forehead.
Oh, so should we get that instead? Should we get one?
Maybe we should. Mm. Well, we're going to have to save up. I mean, 24 million bucks, that's going to take us a while.
Yeah.
Maybe we could go with the cubic zirconia.
I guess we got to save up more coins.
Yes. You'd better start going through the park with your metal detector to gather up the kind of coin you're going to need for this. Anyway, way to go, Lil Uzi Vert. You got a gemstone embedded in your head. That's great. I suppose that someone will rip that out of his forehead and sell it on the black market and make all kinds of money. So that's good news for someone. Marilyn Manson's in the news the last couple days because mm-hmm. Evan Rachel Wood has come forward to say that he tortured her, basically, while they were in a relationship together. Between the ages of 19 and, say, 23, 24. They were together quite a long time.
Yeah.
They were only engaged. They were engaged less than a year, I think, before she finally got the out of there. Cops swarmed his home yesterday because his friends couldn't get a hold of him. He's hunkered down. He hasn't said much about any of this at all. The house was swarming with cops. A worried friend called, concerned for his well-being, because they had been unable to get in touch with him for hours. Law enforcement sources, I'm reading this off of TMZ, they received a call Wednesday for a welfare check by someone who said they hadn't heard from the singer, were worried something might have happened to him. Several officers went to the house and made several attempts to get Manson to come and speak with them, and he wouldn't. And I guess there were people in the house that were sort of blocking them from having access to it.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, an LAPD helicopter was circling overhead. Wow. Shining a spotlight onto the property, trying to catch a glimpse of this guy to see if he was still alive. He did never answer. However, after some time, cops were able to get in touch with a rep of some kind. I don't know if this was a person in the house or what the situation was, but a rep said, everything is fine. Manson just doesn't want to come out and doesn't want to talk to anybody. And the cops left after that.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of this. I'm as I heard the things that she said, and it sounds like that's the way she viewed the things that happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
And his statement is the exact opposite, which is, I'm in consensual relationships and always have been, and I don't believe what she's saying is true. It seems the cold splash of water is probably most definitely on him,
mm-hmm.
which is he thought one thing, and it wasn't. And I would say this in, you know, I don't know either of these people, but I always question when older dudes are with young teenagers. It always feels to me like an older woman, a woman your own age, will call you out on your bullcrap. And a younger girl who maybe not as experienced is more likely to be gotten over on, so to speak.
Interesting that you say that. Dita Montis, talked about the abuse allegations. I have a quote or two from her. She says that the abuse claims leveraged against Marilyn Manson do not match her experience. She was briefly married to him between 05 and 06. I think that Evan Rachel Wood was like 09-ish or right around there, like maybe 010 they were engaged. So Evan would have been after Dita Vantis. Dita is saying, in a statement shared on her Instagram yesterday,
This is his ex-wife.
She said she'd been processing the news about him. They were very briefly married. To those who have expressed your concerns of my well-being, I appreciate your kindness. Please know that the details made public do not match my personal experience during our 7 years together as a couple. Abuse of any kind has no place in a relationship. I urge those of you who have incurred abuse to take steps to heal and strength to fully realize yourself. So she's not refuting Evans claims, but saying they did not, that was not what she experienced. But she was older than her. I mean, you're, to your point, maybe she was like, no, I'm not doing that.
And well, look, went, and that's just a theory that I have. I don't know what, an you know, everybody's got their own likes and dislikes, whatever. I don't know why a guy in his mid-30s is dating someone that's 19. I don't know why. It doesn't make sense to me. To me, that seems like you're getting over on someone who's younger and less experienced.
Wes Borland, who was the longtime Limp Bizkit guitarist, he was very briefly, like 9 months, he was in Marilyn Manson's band, and he's coming out against Marilyn saying, allegations against Manson are effing true.
Oh.
So he's publicly stating that he was around when Evan Rachel Wood was dating the Antichrist superstar, Marilyn Manson. She, as you know, said that he, she and four other women, by the way, came forward saying physical, emotional, sexual abuse. And Wes Borland joined the band in 08. He lasted less than a year before he went back to Limp Bizkit. He said he was on somebody, it looks like a podcast, somebody's podcast. Marilyn Manson, he says, I was in the band for 9 months. He's not a great guy. Every single thing that people have said about him is effing true. So relax about the allegations toward the women. Like when people say bad things about these women that are coming after him right now, F off. They're speaking the truth. I'm sorry to everyone on this podcast right now who doesn't like this, but that guy, he's amazingly talented, but he is effed up and he needs to be put in check and he needs to get sober and he needs to come to terms with his demons. He is a bad effing guy. Hmm. I was there when he was with Evan Rachel Wood. I was at his house. It's not effing cool. That's all I'm going to say about it. If anyone is coming after these girls and going, you blah, 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 this and that, F you, that's all I'm going to say. Sorry to take this to a dark place, but that guy is canceled. Goodbye. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Good for him. If that's his experience saying it out loud, that's...
Right. There it is. So there's a couple things about that. And I'll end with... I guess I'll end with this. It's over when you go get your shoes. Kanye West has taken his 500 pairs of sneakers from the family home that he shared with... I know, it's a sad day. He hasn't taken anything else. All the other stuff's staying. Not even his clothes, I guess. But he went and got his 500 pairs of sneakers.
From their Calabasas mansion?
That's what it sounds like.
All of his Yeezys?
Whatever they are.
Well, I'm sure he's got a lot of stuff if he's got 500 of them.
Right.
That's true.
No official word yet, but this is a strong signal. The New York Post says Kanye has moved his sneaker collection out of the house, and that isn't just an armful. You know, he needed a truck. 500 pairs of sneakers. They're saying he has not completely moved out, but the shoes... He's like, I need those. I need to go through those. Maybe he has, like, you know, some deal where he goes into his closet and just looks. Or maybe he finally got the closet at whatever new place he's staying. Oh, this is done. I gotta move my shoes in there.
People have collections.
They sure do, Vin.
We just did a story about collections.
Oh my god, that's Kanye in all his shoes.
That is Kanye right there.
He just took a day and put them all out.
Well, I'm not sure if this is from him picking up his shoes. This is just his collection that they're showing here. Here's a lot.
Just one day he
unboxed them all. And put them in a circle around him, an ever-expanding circle that goes outside the camera view.
Yeah, this is a giant wheel O sneakers. We need to put that picture up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, you got it.
People need to see that. They need to know who they're dealing with here. This is a this is a guy. I don't even know how he gets out of that circle. He doesn't. He's just happy. He's going to lay down in there. He's surrounded by his safety sneakers. and no one can get to him without going, oh, oops, I'll step it on him. Oh, jeez. Oh.
You know, can you imagine the pile of his shoes that's just in the doorway alone? You know, like, that's his collection. But that
everybody
kicks
the pile
their
of
shoes off in the doorway. And every now and then, I don't even have a lot of shoes, certainly not by comparison.
Yeah.
But I will notice that four of my pairs have piled up by the door. And it's time for me to
because you put them on somewhere else, and then you walk down, and then you come back in the house, and they've gotten wet, and you got to drop them there.
Right.
That is, it's, you know, show me a house that doesn't have that. I mean, sure, the day you have a party, all the shoes get put into everybody's room, but for the most part, look at right now.
Wow.
I'm gonna take a picture and send it to you guys. I am looking at the pile of shoes.
It's amazing.
If I was close enough,
even a basket,
I would check for you. But I don't. I'm too far from the front door to show you mine. But I'm sure there is a pile of shoes by the door.
It's not. It's actually. It's been worse. Vanessa, Vinny, Bryn, and Nicole. Here you go. I'm sending you the picture of my shoes right now.
Should I post that next to the Kanye?
Yeah, post it. I don't care. It's just. It's not. You can't see my Crocs though. They're in the Croc basket. We got a Croc basket. It's underneath the bench.
I know. But
everybody else's shoes.
Oh, look at that! You sent me some.
Yeah, I sent you the picture of my shoes.
I know. I'm just saying.
Right outside my door.
Look at that.
Huh. I trip over those every day.
Oh yeah, look. There's the pile of shoes.
Yeah.
We have a bench by our door too.
Well, you got to, you know, because you got to put shoes under it.
No, I didn't need to. It turns out I did because the missus did, but I didn't need to. I was like, why? We got to fill the doorway with another thing. We've already got my 20 pairs of shoes right there.
That's the thing about the bench by the door. It's not for sitting. There's crap out. Let me see what's on it. There's toolboxes and I mean, honest to God, no one has ever sat on that bench. It's really just a place to put the crock basket under when everything's cleaned up. Okay, what time is it? Oh, it's time to go. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I've got some Super Bowl stuff for you and more after these.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.